This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Culturally significant places published by the statewide historic preservation advocacy organization. At the time of the nomination, the building at 1065 North Van Dyke Street was for sale. The terminal will host an open house on May 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. as part of Historic Preservation Week. The open house is free and the public is encouraged to attend. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Vaccines for all. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden agrees with those saying the technology behind coronavirus vaccines should be shared as part of a push to get more doses distributed worldwide, especially to poorer countries.
Leaders in the G20 group of large economies, including President Biden, are expected to commit later this month to fully funding a scheme aimed at sending coronavirus vaccines to poorer countries. If confirmed, the pledge would unlock $20 billion and be the G20's first concrete promise to pay for the operation, which is led by the World Health Organization. It comes after the Biden administration moved to ease patent protections for COVID shots.
Fox's Simon Owen. India breaks its own record for daily confirmed coronavirus cases, 412,000, with nearly 4,000 more deaths reported. Vice President Harris, put in charge of the administration's diplomatic response on immigration, says she plans to travel to Mexico and Guatemala June 7th and 8th. President Biden's push for more infrastructure spending takes him to Louisiana today.
The president will visit the 69-year-old Calcasieu River Bridge in Lake Charles to pitch his American Jobs Plan. President Biden's also pushing the American Families Plan, focusing on human infrastructure, free community college, and other programs to be offset by higher taxes on the wealthiest Americans. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
What we're willing to do, I say we, the Republicans, are willing to do, is to talk to the administration about an infrastructure package that's really about infrastructure.
Also on the president's agenda, a tour of the Carrollton Water Plant in New Orleans. Rachel Sutherland, Fox News.
Two college students from California are convicted and sentenced to life in prison for murdering a police officer in Italy 2 years ago, stabbing him 11 times. Finnegan Elder and Gabriel Natalie Yort say it was self-defense. They say they thought they were being attacked. The officers were not in uniform, but say they announced themselves as police. They were trying to recover a backpack stolen by the Americans after they were tricked into buying crushed aspirin they thought was cocaine. America's listening to Fox News.
Attention Social Security and SSI recipients. If you did not receive an economic impact payment for your eligible spouse or dependents, you may need to file a 2020 tax return with the IRS and claim the recovery rebate credit. Go to ssa.gov/EIP to see if you need to file a tax return and if eligible for other refundable tax credits, like the child tax credit. That's ssa.gov/EIP, produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It's Small Business Month, and Dell Technologies and Windows are celebrating your unstoppable drive. Save up to 45% on powerful PCs with Windows 10 Pro to work from anywhere, plus top monitors and docks for the ultimate business setup, all with easy financing options through Dell Financial Services. Speak to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the right business tech, server, storage, and cloud solutions at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL for Small Business Month savings.
The South Carolina House has passed a bill adding firing squads to the state's list of approved execution methods.
The bill requires death row inmates to choose the electric chair or a firing squad if lethal injection drugs are not available. South Carolina hasn't executed a prisoner in 10 years, and its supply of lethal drugs expired. Other states have the same problem, forcing them to explore alternative methods. The state Senate already approved a similar measure, and if Republican Governor Henry McMaster signs the legislation, South Carolina would be only the fourth state to allow executions by firing squad. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
A state appeals court rules California's governor had the legal right to put coronavirus policies in place.
Some Republican state lawmakers brought on a lawsuit claiming California Governor Gavin Newsom was undermining the legislature's power during the pandemic. There were concerns over Newsom's lockdown orders, halting evictions, and dozens more. A lower court ruled those orders were unconstitutional. The Court of Appeal in Sacramento said that was wrong, that the judge made a mistake in interpreting the Emergency Services Act to prohibit the governor from issuing quasi-legislative orders in an emergency.
Fox's Jill Nato. A company owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos has opened the bidding for a trip to the edge of outer space.
Blue Origin announcing they're auctioning off one seat on the first suborbital sightseeing flight aboard its new Shepard spacecraft. Blue Origin is aiming to make the next giant leap in space travel on July 20th. The historic flight coming after years of testing on the Shepard rocket and capsule combo, which will launch six passengers more than 62 miles above Earth into suborbital space. They will experience a few minutes of incredible views and weightlessness before returning to Earth. Blue Origin will announce the winner on June 12th.
That's Fox's Jayla Whitfield. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, showers are likely, possible thunderstorms throughout, mostly cloudy, and 30-mile-per-hour winds with a high near 60. Tonight's mostly clear with a low around 41. For Friday, mostly sunny and windy with a high of 66, and Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 60. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, May 6th edition of Buyers and Company. Paul Osborne, the City Hall Insider, will join us. We'll check in with Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and Zach Keck with a big grand opening. Ribbon cutting, all that. Great news. Next.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yesterday was, as you just heard, the 60th anniversary of Alan Shepard becoming the first American in space, and now we have everyday citizens on the verge of following in his footsteps. That's an amazing story when you think about it. And as always, we have unique insight from Paul Osborne, the City Hall Insider, publisher of the Decatur Tribune, and former mayor of Decatur. It is amazing to me, Paul. I was not alive for the first trip for an American in space, but you were. And we think back and look back at those days and the technology they were using versus what's at our disposal today. And it's light years ahead. But did you think that you would see in your lifetime just American citizens heading to space?
No. Good morning, Brian. No. Of course, I was pretty young at the time, too, but I certainly remember people gathered around the radio at that time, you know, even more than TV, listening, to that and people looking at each other. And when Alan Shepard made it basically a brief flight compared to everything now, it was just like people are saying, wow, how far can this go? You know, isn't that amazing? And it just kind of had a stunned look. And I think when you think now of how short a flight that was, but it was a one step towards a lot of great things happening later on, even a few tragic things. It's that way with anything else. I think when you start something new and when a step is taken in a certain direction, no one knows for certain how far that step is going to lead to a path that goes on and on. And I think in the space program, it's had its ups and downs. But back at that time, it was pure excitement. As I remember as a young man, listening to it on the radio with several other people.
Yeah, 15-minute flight on May 5th, 1961. He was a 37-year-old Mercury astronaut, former Navy test pilot, and in his silver space suit. and the country was captivated, and we came together to root for something. And I feel like today, I don't know what it will take to get people to come together as Americans. It's a sad thing for me to see that we don't think about our countrymen, our fellow citizens, the same as we do, or as we did then. You know, now you're just an avatar, you're a profile pic, you're somebody to argue with, about even the tiniest minutia of life. We just don't rally the way we used to rally as a country.
Yeah, and I miss that. And, we have a lot of great people, a lot of good people. Majority of people are very unselfish people, but, there's a divide in this country that, it pains you, knowing the history and living a lot of the history, in my case, of this country, and seeing us go through times of turmoil and seeing the country come together as one. And I don't know, I was driving my car the other day, just on the radio, some music was playing, this was later at night, and Lee Greenwood's song, "I'm Proud to Be an American." It kind of inspired me. It just like, yeah, what happened to that? What happened to that?
I know, but there are people out there right now, Paul, that will use that anthem as a one of defiance, saying, "You're not going to tell me what to do, and I'm not going to get with the program, and I'm going to defy all that is in front of us." More people have died in the past year of COVID, more Americans than died in World War II, and yet today, as we speak on this Thursday morning, there are people listening right now that absolutely refuse to think of it anything as outside of the flu.
Yeah, and that's a big disappointment for me, and I think it's a disappointment for someone like yourself and myself who really love this community, and we have great, great people here, and those people are responding to need in so many ways, but I guess it pains me, if I can use that phrase, that we have a lot of people in this community they're ignoring the ramifications of not being a participant in this. This is something that you can do for your community and your nation. Get vaccinated, get those numbers up of the people being vaccinated, and it takes what are you asked to do for your community or your country? Go back to what President Kennedy asked, basically saying, ask what you can do for your country, not what your country can do for you. What can you do for your community? What is being asked of you to do for this community to keep us safer and move us forward, as one unit, is so small. I don't know how anything less could be asked of you to contribute in a meaningful way. And yet there are people who ignore it. And I kind of have to shake my head almost at times when I see people going on their own way, not wearing a mask and not paying any attention to any, not even having a mask with them. And if they do, they have it in their pocket because they say, "I got a mask in my pocket." I don't think there's any scientific research that says a mask in your pocket's going to prevent anything. And I'm disappointed in that. I am. And I'm a pretty conservative guy, and certainly over the years, my faith and my politics have been pretty conservative. But when it comes to the health of other people, there is no conservative or liberal. There's no left or right. It's just something we do as an American, as someone who feels the pain of other people. And we see so many people who have suffered with COVID. We see businesses that have suffered financial losses and may never come back. What can you do to help? It's very simple what you can do. And once you even do that, once you even help out, when all of us, who have studied this and done research on this, there's a preponderance of research and scientific evidence that this is the way, this is the tool we use to battle COVID. Now, it's up to you whether you're going to use it or not and make all of us safer. And there are just people that will not. And I don't understand it.
I don't either. Let's talk about the City Beat. You are the City Hall insider, and I know you used a great deal of your column today, available in the newspaper online at DecaturTribune.com, thanking Pat McDaniel for his years of service.
Yeah, and Pat was a reporter for the Tribune for about 10 years before he was elected to city council. And, of course, he couldn't be a reporter for the Tribune anymore. And as I wrote in there, I really kind of first met Pat when I was running for mayor, and Pat was an opponent, one of my opponents in the primary. And got to know him a little bit then, but after he lost in the primary and I moved on to the general election, Pat immediately, you know, came over. And you probably remember, too, you're on my campaign committee and joined the campaign committee. He distributed a lot of signs, and I thought that showed a lot of class. He wasn't bitter over not winning, but he wanted to help somebody else win. And so that relationship has existed, you know, down through the years. I haven't always agreed with what he's done, but we've never had a council member, in my experience, in all the years I've covered council or been mayor, who's attended more events in about every neighborhood in the city and been in more places than Pat. He's just, he would be there if no other council person was there, and sometimes even the mayor would not be. Pat would be there. And I think for 10 years of service, of dedicated service to health issues and everything else, he deserves a big pat on the back, a pat for Pat, I guess, because he was devoted to public service. He ran a couple times before he's even elected, and he finally made it, and he took it seriously. He's also the liquor commissioner, and finally mayor pro tem. His seniority took him to next to the mayor's position, and when Julie was out of town, Pat filled in. So he's played several roles in the last 10 years.
All right, and, you know, as of Monday night, then we have Ed Culp, who will replace Pat, and then, of course, the two reelected council members. What do you make of the story breaking this week, billboards going up, Howard G. Buffett for sheriff in 2022? It seems strange that we still don't know the official outcome of the last race for sheriff 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, I was a little surprised, you know, that Howard, you know, and I know Howard, but I don't know him that well or have frequent conversations with him as you and some others do. So that was unexpected. And as I was driving in one morning, I saw the billboard like only minutes after I read the news release. So I think, you know, I think that happened by mistake, those billboards, you know, going up early. But I think a ridiculous aspect of this whole thing is that the last election hasn't even been decided. You know, we're 2.5 years past the last election for sheriff, and we don't really officially know at this point who won. And that's still up in the air. And I don't know if that's going to be resolved before the next election or not. I guess it wouldn't prevent either candidate in the last election from running again. But I think Howard Buffett's decision to run for sheriff again, I can understand. I think he certainly is attached to the sheriff's department and has quite a history with it now. Was interim sheriff, did a great job in those months after Tom Schneider retired. But what did kind of surprise me, and then I got to thinking about it, well, you know, maybe it isn't such a big surprise. Maybe as early as it is, it surprised me.
Yeah, I you know, I'm sure there's strategy there, you know, by announcing early, you know, not that you control the field, but you make your intentions known, and that probably factors into other people's decisions on whether they're going to run or not.
Yeah, and I think, you know, if you're going to run against, well, you know, regardless of who officially won the last election, you know, those are both going to be pretty strong candidates when you run neck and neck and the election comes down to just one or a few votes on deciding who won. Both of them had very strong following. And Howard, as I understand it, will run as a Republican. So if Jim Root decides to run again, you know, they'll face each other in the primary. And there may be others. I don't know. But overall, it's certainly going to make the sheriff's race even more interesting the next time around. And hopefully the judge will make his decision. And I don't understand why that decision takes so long. All the votes have been counted and recounted, And now it's basically up to a judge to say yes or no. This person won, this person did not win. And I don't understand why it takes weeks to get that job done. You talk about the wheels of justice moving slowly. As I wrote in my column, there are four flat tires on this decision. It's not moving at all. And that needs to be resolved so the community can move forward. And the present sheriff and the challenger, they can know for sure and move forward with their lives, too, and plan their strategy for the next election.
Yeah, and I think also the inner dynamics of both of those men having, you know, support inside of that department probably has not led to, great camaraderie there. Being, as this thing is dragged out and out and out and out, not allowing people to come to some sort of closure and deal with the reality.
Well, and too, as I wrote, you tell people and you encourage people to get out to vote and say, your vote counts. Every vote counts. Well, in the sheriff's race, how soon is it going to count? You know, it was close. And I think when people make their decision on which candidate they want and it's checked and been rechecked, and there's a decision to be made, it's not fair to the voters to have it lingering out there. It's not fair to either candidate for that office from 2.5 years ago. It's not fair to the present sheriff to have a cloud hanging over his head, like some people who supported his opponent would say, yeah, but you really didn't win. You know, he needs to have closure on this, too, to say, yes, you were the winner. Or if Jim won, he needs to, be declared the winner. And I don't know if they're dragging this out to the next election or what, but it just
I don't have any
right.
idea. I am sure, as you said, the wheels of justice turn slowly, and I'm sure the pandemic, and the things that we've had to do in that have not helped anything. But you're right; it's time to get the official news out there. Paul, have a wonderful and fantastic week and weekend, and we appreciate you as always, Paul Osborne, the City Hall Insider publisher of the Decatur Tribune, former mayor of Decatur. We get back on the other side. Notorious Meats is coming to Kings Plaza. Well, actually, it's already there, but they're doing a grand opening celebration. And Zach, one of the two partners in bringing that to the community, will be with us on the other side of the break to give you the details. Right now, Nick Smith has your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got showers likely, possible thunderstorms. It'll be mostly cloudy with 30-mile-per-hour winds and a high near 60. Now, tonight's mostly clear with a low around 41. For Friday, mostly sunny and windy with a high near 66. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 60. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:21, and this look at your weather is brought to you by Moroa Lumber Company. Quality materials, trusted knowledge, and expertise.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
The all-new NowDecatur.com. Informative, compelling content for an engaged community. NowDecatur.com is a fresh, lifestyle-driven look at what's happening in town. Features, videos, podcasts, photos, with no pop-up ads and things to keep you from the content you want, and it's all free. Get deeper connections and learn about racial equity with our partners at the Community Foundation of Macon County. Plus, features on arts and culture and more. It's all available now at nowdecatur.com.
You're building a legacy, and you're at a point where you're moving beyond your own financial goals. You're focused on your family's security, giving to a cause you're passionate about, or even starting a foundation. Entrust Busey Wealth Management to maximize your wealth's potential. We'll provide you with the highest level of personalized service with your goals and values at the forefront. Learn more at Busey.com. Busey is proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Look at this new listing that just popped up. It's in the neighborhood we want.
Where'd you find it?
Under the new listing quick click button on BrinkOtter.com. Come check out the interactive floor plan.
So you see room dimensions and you can quickly pull up a photo all at the same time.
For a unique look inside your next home, visit BrinkOtter.com today. Explore listings with their interactive floor plans, 3D virtual walkthroughs, video tours, and HDR photography. Let your home search start and end with BrinkOtter.com.
Find your way home. BrinkOtter.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Coming up, Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper, and Zach Keck will join us after that to talk about the big grand opening this Saturday at the Kings Plaza. They're going to do a spring fling. They got all kinds of great stuff going on. Have you ever heard of a gentleman by the name of Dennis Tito?
I don't think so.
He was the first tourist in space. Back in 2001, 20 years ago. And he actually got there aboard a Russian rocket, and there was a bit of a bidding war, and spent a week, I believe, in space. That was really the beginning of tourist flights. I mean, This isn't all brand new. But there is something very different about this. He paid $20 million for the opportunity.
Probably a bargain by today's standards, I would think.
You think?
Yeah, I think so. That's crazy. I've forgotten about that, to be honest with you.
I had to. Completely forgotten about it. So it isn't all new what we're talking about with Blue Origin or SpaceX. I mean, some of this stuff has been in the making, for a while. The line is, when does it become common, meaning common is going to be I'm stretching that a little bit there, because I can't imagine, maybe there's a lottery, maybe there's a chance that people will do this without having all of the financial wherewithal that's making it possible now, but when will it become common?
That I have no idea, but I think it is racing towards that now. I do think that you will start to see more frequent, multimillionaires be able to do stuff like that without a doubt. And you might see an occasional contest, to get, one of us up there. But I think that the idea is to just race this thing up, even if it is just to get outside the Earth's atmosphere and just be up there for even minutes or an hour and come right back down where you were. I think we'll probably see that within the next 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, and then the question is, what happens when something goes wrong?
Just like everything.
Because it will.
Yeah, it'll be just like anything else. A plane goes down, a building falls, it'll just be the same.
Okay, you don't think that will dampen enthusiasm?
Sure, but I'll still line back up.
All right, I'm still trying to figure out where you land on this whole thing.
I mean, the opportunity for space, for me, outweighs my uncomfortability with my tum-tum, So,
okay, I understand. I conceptually understand what you're saying. I'm just having a harder time wrapping my head around, usually if you're, I want to do this means you have that sort of mentality in other areas. I don't know. It's fascinating. Alan Shepard was also the only guy to hit a golf ball on the moon later, in 1974, after being the first American in space 60 years ago yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm bummed out because that show that we were watching about Alan Shepard's not getting a second season, The Right Stuff or whatever.
Yeah, but watch for All Mankind.
I know.
It's really good. And what is great about that show is they take history and just sort of reimagine it.
Yeah.
It's a realistic way, but I mean, this is the way it could have gone.
Sure. Yeah, I love this stuff. I saw the S-15 rocket, go up and land exactly where it took off. And this stuff is coming so regularly that it doesn't even make headlines anymore. So we are making collectively, I'm not making any, but we're collectively making some major, major strides towards this sort of stuff. And launching satellites almost at a daily, daily rate. And told you yesterday, 500,000 people signed up for satellite internet. We're space is starting to become just the Forsyth of the Earth.
Right. Well, and there was Garrigan, who was the Russian astronaut who went up days before Shepard. But since that, since 1960, there have been 579 people who have rocketed into space or the fringes of space, according to NASA.
Yeah. Yep. I looked at that chart not too long ago, actually on the anniversary of when the Russian went up there first. And, you know, like I said, 500 will shortly, quickly be 10,000, I think, within the next.
Maybe. And certainly 2/3 of those 579 people have been Americans, about 20% Soviet or Russian, mm-hmm. And almost all 90% male and white.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's starting to break up now. We're starting to see
NASA
that.
Has been for decades, you know, working on more diversity. And I certainly think that will change along with everything else you just mentioned. It is. To me, just fascinating stuff. But I am a spectator only in this, meaning that I want to see the helicopter on Mars. I want to consume all of this. I don't know that I have any personal interest in heading to space.
I'll take your spot if they offer you one.
Okay, you've got it.
Hook
you've
me
got
up.
It. All right, let's take a break for the bottom of the hour stories and news. When we get back, Tim Kaine filling in for Mark Tupper this week, and then we'll talk to Zach Keck and tell you about Notorious Meats and a big grand opening celebration this weekend. Don't go anywhere. News is coming your way now.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Yesterday, the Illinois Department of Public Health announced 2,410 new cases of COVID-19, including 30 additional deaths. The Macon County Health Department reported the death of one resident, a male in his 60s. Officials also reported 23 additional cases of COVID-19. Macon County has now had a total of 10,612 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Public schools could lose some state funding if they apply student dress codes to hairstyles under a bill being discussed in the Illinois State Senate. The measure was discussed in a legislative committee where Senator Mike Simmons of Chicago said it's time to end old policies that discriminate against minority students.
We've seen a lot of instances of black children across the city of Chicago, the state of Illinois, and across the country who have been traumatized by outdated school policies that, to put it bluntly, police their hairstyles.
Schools that refuse to comply would have their state funding kept at the previous year's levels. While committee members agree that change is needed, some question the harsh penalty. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. France joins the U.S. in supporting an easing of patent protections for COVID vaccines, though French President Macron insists the priority should first be donating more doses.
Leaders in the G20 group of large economies, including President Biden, are expected to commit later this month to fully funding a scheme aimed at sending coronavirus vaccines to poorer countries. If confirmed, the pledge would unlock $20 billion.
Fox's Simon Owen. Meanwhile, COVID continues to surge in places like New Delhi.
The sixth American aid flight in recent days, delivering medical supplies to India. The country again posted a world record number of new cases today, adding more than 412,000 in 24 hours.
And initial jobless claims plunging last week to 498,000, a drop of 92,000. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, showers are likely. We might see some thunderstorms, too. It's going to be mostly cloudy with 30-mile-per-hour winds and a high near 60. Tonight's going to be mostly clear with a low around 41. For Friday, mostly sunny and windy with a high near 66. And Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 60. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 54 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:32.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back. Let me save you the email. I mispronounced his name. It was Yuri Gagarin, and it was 3 weeks, not days, before Alan Shepard's flight. self-correct mode. Tim Kaine sitting in for the vacationing Mark Tupper today. Tim, happy Thursday to you. Let's start with baseball news and Mr. Tony La Russa.
Good morning to you as well, Brian. The Mets and Cardinals split their doubleheader yesterday, and the Cubs swept the Dodgers. They got that last one and swept the series. But the big news on baseball, as far as I'm concerned, is the White Sox lost to the Reds 1-0 in 10 innings last night. And manager Tony La Russa, the White Sox manager, former Cardinals manager, the manager who hasn't been in Major League Baseball since 2011, wasn't aware of one of the rules last night. He said he didn't fully know the extra inning rule that would have allowed him to avoid using his closer, Liam Hendricks, as a base runner last night. Game's tied 0-0 after 9, so they're going into the top of the 10th. And usually the rule is that the person who made the out at the end of the ninth inning is the runner who goes to second base for the start of the 10th. And Hendricks had been inserted in the game on a double switch, so it was his spot that was up in the batting order. And so the White Sox sent him out, a guy who had never run the bases. They sent him out, and he was on second base. Unfortunately, they didn't have to. They don't have to do that because there is a rule within the baseball extra inning rule that if the spot is occupied by a pitcher, the team has an option to use the preceding player in the batting order, which in this case would have been Jose Abreu. Hendricks was on second, got to third on a single, and the guy who singled tried to steal second base but was thrown out. He might not have been thrown out except for the fact that everybody knew that the pitcher standing on third base wasn't going to be trying to steal home. Tony La Russa talked about it after the game. A reporter asked him about it, and a reporter cited the rule to him, and Tony La Russa said, "Boy, I didn't know that. That's kind of a surprise." It's the second or third time that La Russa has done something that somebody's questioned, and they've kind of thought, "Well, is this guy all here or not?" And unfortunately, just because of the situation, because of the fact that he hasn't managed for 10 years, he's going to be under that kind of microscope. It's going to continue for the rest of the year. That could play a key role in what the White Sox do in the division and in the playoffs. And let's also note that today, Willie Mays is 90 years old. Some people will tell you that Willie Mays is the greatest baseball player ever. I would not argue against that. If you get a chance to go out on YouTube today, just type in Willie Mays running and watch what this guy does just on basic, you know, first to third on hits to left field or first to home on singles. The guy was a fantastic hitter, two-time MVP, 660 home runs, 24-time All-Star. Yet his defense and his running were key and clutch and vital parts of his game and things that were really, really fun to watch. I encourage you to go out and take a look at it just to see some of the greatest baseball ever.
Absolutely. On the other side of the break, we'll talk a little college basketball with Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper. It's brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank, now Indicator.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Back here with Tim Kaine sitting in for Mark Tupper. All right, basketball, college basketball, more rules.
College basketball rules are going to be debated this weekend in Indianapolis. There are a handful of rules that are being discussed. Rule changes that are being discussed. We had a couple that are likely to be okayed right away. Laptops and tablets allowed on the bench for coaching purposes. And the traveling rule, the way it's written in what I have in front of me, tweak traveling interpretation to universally allow players to Euro step, use spin moves and step backs. You know, really, that's just rubber stamping something that's been going on forever. The last time I attended a college basketball game in person, I said afterward, you know, I always thought that watching it on TV, I must be missing something, because there was always something that looked like guys walking with the ball, guys moving without dribbling, guys doing inappropriate and illegal things, but they never got called. So now there's going to be a reason that they're never going to get called, because that's going to be part of the rules. There's a handful that are going to be discussed, but unlikely to be changed. That'd be like widening the lane 4 feet. It's currently 12 feet. They'd widen it to 16. Awarding the possession to defense after a held ball, you know, guys tie up and we'd have a jump ball, or as we've changed now, the possession arrow. This rule change would suggest that the defense would always get that ball. That's unlikely. It's unlikely that they will eliminate the 10-second backcourt rule, the 10 seconds to get over the midcourt line. Unlikely to allow the offensive team to decline free throws in the final 2 minutes and opt for the inbounds instead, which would keep teams, in theory, would keep the defensive team from fouling the weakest foul shooter and getting an advantage that way. Eliminating the 5-second closely guarded rule probably won't happen. Instant replay on shot clock violations in the final 2 minutes. Instant replay on basket interference, goaltending calls. Those are all unlikely to pass. A couple others may be bound for experimentation in the NIT tournament. They will put experiments in there or put a rule changes in the NIT, and they feel like when they get the sample size from NIT games, that's enough for them to be able to determine what kind of effect a rule change might have. A 2-timeout limit per team under 2 minutes in regulation and throughout overtime, which actually, you know, obviously speeds up the game and makes things end a little quicker instead of those games that just roll on and on and on. And eliminate offensive basket interference and agree that the ball is always live after it makes contact with the rim. Those are likely to be okayed for the NIT. There's a couple other things that they're talking about that will get debated, and that there won't be actions taken, but we'll be hearing more and more about these as time goes on. They're talking about introducing quasi-quarters. They have 10 minutes. You would reset the team fouls, and the double bonus would begin on the 5th foul within each 10-minute segment, so that would completely eliminate the one-on-one free throw from college basketball. And then there's talk of a modified 6-foul rule, and anybody who's ever seen the 6-foul rule in practice, it's excellent in theory, but it's no fun. It slows things down and just makes you hold your head in pain as you watch coaches and players try to maneuver through it. So those are things to look forward to. And we'll be talking more about that stuff in the future, including tonight on Sport Talk.
All right, Tim. We'll see you then at 5 o'clock. I love Tim Kaine to death. That entire conversation is why I'm not a sports fan.
You don't like the getting into the rules?
It's ridiculous that you're even talking about, yeah, well, of course, we'll let a coach have a tablet on the sideline for coaching purposes. You're having that debate in 2021.
Right. The entire NFL is just funded with surfaces, Microsoft Surface, up and down the sideline. It seems to be fine.
Yes. I'm more of the original James Caan rollerball mindfulness of this, that just, you know, like half the rules, twice the fun.
Oh, yeah. I think that the NFL,
you're going to institute a rule that is basically going to justify what you've already been doing for 20 years and letting players move with the ball without dribbling.
Yeah. I don't know. Some of that stuff is revolutionary and some of it is just tinkering. And
you know what's not ever going to cause anybody to watch baseball is knowing whether a guy who's on second should be this person. I mean, all of that, I think, is what's wrong with sports today.
Yeah, when I look at the NFL, I think when they have those catches that are come into question and they spend 10 minutes on it, and then half the people think that they got it wrong, I think that just is like a lead balloon. It really is. In terms of
half the rules, twice the fun. Do you remember like in rollerball, like every game got more important, they just eliminated more rules?
That's right. I like that you brought up James Caan, but I can't think.
Well, you have to preface it that you got to go the original, not that bad '90s remake.
Yeah, James Caan is. I can never look at him as anything. Even though he's a great actor, I can never look at him as anything other than Sonny. You know, just Sonny Corleone.
Oh, really? I'll give you. Here's the canon. All right, he was great in The Godfather, no doubt about it. But you can, Rollerball is worth watching. Sure. It's a weird film, but he's great in it. And then the Michael Mann movie that he did with James Caan called Thief is an outstanding movie.
Oh yeah. And he was great as the dad and Elf and, you know, a few other things.
Yeah, to me, that's like, you know, I want original hardcore late 70s, early 80s James Caan.
Biting those knuckles, you know, and then going down at the toll booth. It's iconic. I don't know that it's his best work, but it's iconic. I love it.
Thief. I'm telling you. Okay. The very best movie ever made. And he's wearing the man sweater.
Oh, I do remember that. I got to go back and watch that.
All right. We'll take a break. We get back. Zach Keck's going to join us. We'll talk about the grand opening party that's coming up this weekend with a brand new store in town and Notorious Meats. We'll get you all the insights on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Marquee Coffee, fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. The official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
This has been a long, cold winter, so start thinking spring and spring projects and how Moroa Lumber can help. I'm Jen Wood, and I'm inviting you to bring your spring to-do list into Moroa Lumber. Whether it's windows or siding replacement, updating your deck, or building a new home, Moroa Lumber has top quality building materials to get your job done. Plus, don't forget about our rental center to help you with any project. We rent anything from lawn and garden equipment to drywall lifts. For all of your spring project needs, remember Moroa Lumber, 794-2226.
Hello, this is Wayne Kent. You're like me, striving to make sense of what seems like a culture gone crazy with far too many crazies. And I wonder, where did they all come from? And why did they just show up now? I've hosted WSOY's Direct Line since 2005. I'm clergy. Yep, a preacher. I preach with all sorts of questions and queries that probably echo your thoughts, public and private. I might even have some questions you've not considered, particularly about the crazies. On Direct Line, we examine the stuff of the day, seeing if there's any religious link to what's occurring in our community, around the globe, the sorts of questions those events bring to us, including the crazies. And I'm interested in what you think, too. So join me each Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. on News Talk 1340 AM WSOY and 103.3 FM with streaming and podcasts available at nowdecatur.com. We'll chat about this and that and that and this, striving to make some sense of the crazies in your life, my life, and even the really wild crazies the other crazies don't understand.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Our next guest always makes me want to, like, go turn the grill on, you know, at 7:45 a.m. and just start cooking. Zach Keck joins us. Zach, good morning. How are you doing on this Thursday?
Doing wonderful, guys. How are you all?
We're doing great. Thank you for asking. Tell me about this new venture. I've been following it on Instagram. The pictures are unbelievable. There's a huge celebration coming up this Saturday and Sunday. Start back at the beginning, the idea, the concept. What made you want to do this?
Oh, man. The community came to us. We had several friends reach out to us when they when the news came out that the Butcher Block was not going to reopen at the new year. We had several people reach out to us and kind of pick our brains to see if it would be something that we would be interested in. And coming from the barbecue world, we know a little bit about meat, but we've never, you know, we never ventured into a meat shop. And then, when the opportunity presented itself, we thought we'd give it a good old college effort and try to, put Notorious P.I.G.'s little touches to it and bring a meat shop back to the community.
All right, so Notorious Meats gets born, and this Saturday you got a big event coming up, a grand opening. Tell me about some of the details of what's going on during the day Saturday.
Oh, we got the food truck that's going to be open out at the meat shop. We haven't had the opportunity to open the food truck too often yet this spring. So we're going to be open from we're going to open up at 11. We got some great deals, some good raffles going on inside the meat shop. We encourage everybody to come out and check it out. We totally remodeled the whole inside of it. We've brought a ton of barbecue supplies in. Even more have showed up this week. We got some live entertainment with some music, a car show, and there's three other businesses that are doing their grand openings as well. So we're just trying to bring even more people to that Kings Plaza area and just have a good old time and show off what we've done to the building.
All right, you and your partner Seth, talk to me about some of the obviously the hand cut prime quality meats. You know, that's your selling point. But the rubs, the spices, the sauces. You know, give me a little bit of a taste of what it looks like inside and what all I can purchase.
Yeah. So one thing we're doing a little bit differently. We're taking the same motto that we had and what's worked well for us with the barbecue, the food truck. We're cutting everything fresh every single day. We're bringing new products, new kebabs, new, we got several different types of burgers that have just been an absolute hit. But with the food truck concept in mind, everything fresh, that means we are cutting meats that we think are going to sell that day. There are going to be times you got to get in early to get those custom products because we're not going to have them in stock and, you know, all the time. We want to sell out of them. That way we can cut new fresh products, the next day. So we got your typical steaks. We got some 40-day wet-aged ribeyes that are going over really well. They're just so tender and full of flavor when you throw them on the grill. We got your pork options and chicken options. Seth and I obviously are tied into the barbecue community with our Hypnotizer rub and our Hypnotizer with Heat that just won fourth in the nation with the MBBQA. We got a Carolina Road mustard sauce and then our California Love barbecue sauce just released. It's probably within the last two or three weeks. But with creating all those spices and sauces, it's really tied us into the barbecue community across the country. So we brought in a ton of our buddies, sauces and rubs that, you know, we compete against, we cook with, that sort of thing. And they're just products that you don't see a lot in town. So we're excited to bring, a whole different line of products to the community. And we're really excited to show people how to use those products.
Okay, talk to me about the store hours. I know you got the big deal on Saturday, but you're open Tuesday through Saturday 10 to 6. Is that right? Sunday 11 to 4?
Yep, we decided to be closed on Mondays just to prep for the week. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of moving parts. First time that we've had employees, obviously. So we're just getting to learn. We're learning the business. We're learning what our customers want. So we decided to have Monday as that prep day for the rest of the week. But we are open, you know, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then we decided to open up on Sundays, 11 to 4. Sunday's a big grilling day for most communities. So we wanted to make sure that we were open, for that. But with that being said, we are closed this Sunday. We are going to observe Mother's Day and be with all the special moms in our lives. So,
listen, Zach, I couldn't be happier for you and Seth. I wish you nothing but continued success. What a great addition this is going to be to the community. I hope everyone gets out there Saturday or any other time to take advantage of this. You said you were there, Nick. I've not yet been. I can't wait. It's right down the road. I mean, to be able to go in, you know, quality meat is a big deal.
Yeah, he told you that he's selecting prime meats, which is a good grade of meat.
And hand cut that day.
That makes a huge difference. You know, I worked in a steakhouse for like a decade, and you know the difference between the quality of the meat and when you look at the, you know, the various cuts. I was looking at their marbled ribeyes and the fresh color of the meat. It does make a huge difference.
All right, so their hours Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Normal Sundays will be 11 to 4. They're closed this Sunday for Mother's Day. I'm assuming there's gift cards. I think they have, like, Pizzazz. The band's going to be out there. They got a car show. They got all kinds of stuff going on Saturday. So stop by on 121 at Kings Plaza for the Spring Fling. And there are other local businesses, neighbors that are participating in this as well. But what a great I just love it. The Instagram account is – they also have a Facebook page, by the way, if you want to check that out. I'm just like, That, man, that's all I want to do right now.
I've had their seasonings and used them regularly.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's us too.
The mustard is unbelievable, but I've got to go out. I'll probably go today if I get a moment, which I think I will, and go grab that new barbecue sauce. They've got a line of products, you know, that they're working on that's coming out and all kinds of stuff that's in the pipeline that I can't wait for, honestly.
Zach Keck and Seth Black, Notorious Meats, once again, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, 11 to 4 on Sunday, except this Sunday they'll be closed for Mother's Day, but Saturday the big grand opening at the 121 Plaza in Mount Zion. We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, we've got showers likely, possibly thunderstorms throughout the day. It'll be mostly cloudy with 30-mile-per-hour winds and a high near 60. Tonight, it's going to be mostly clear with a low around 41. For Friday, mostly sunny and windy with a high near 66. Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 60. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 55 degrees, and your WSOI time is 7:54.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
If you're not getting as much drill out of your drill, if your circular saw is making you dizzy, and if your Sawzall isn't sawing at all, it might be time for a new tool battery. Rex Battery has just the battery that will fit the manufacturer's specifications. We stock our batteries fresh so you get longer life and more power. You don't need to remember any part numbers or secret codes. In fact, you can bring your old battery in and we'll know exactly which one you need. We've spent decades dealing in batteries and know them better than just about anybody. Best of all, your battery is likely sitting right here waiting for you. No need to hope it gets delivered. No need to go to a chain and try to guess which one you need. If your projects are battery powered, Rex Battery can get it going. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex, X battery, generations of power.
Get out from behind your screen and take it to the course. Play around or hit the driving range at Red Tail Run or Hickory Point Golf Course in Decatur. With new carts, impeccable course conditions, online tee times, and friendly staff, golf in Decatur is an exciting way to get outdoors this spring. Grab some cold drinks and a bite to eat in our grill rooms and shop your favorite brands, high-tech gadgets, gifts, and golf essentials in our pro shops. Golf is back and better than ever. Plan a day on the links and book your tee time online at golfdecatur.org.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the, Nick's in the studios, and I'm in an undisclosed location with Dick Cheney, who's really worried about his daughter.
That's pretty funny.
I don't get what's going on with this at all, and we'll talk about that a little bit later next hour. But we have a great event, a couple of big events that are coming up. Debbie Vogel's got one to talk about with United Way, where they've partnered with a whole bunch of people. And Shanice Berry, the Director of Enrollment Management, will join us from Richland Community College. They're looking for a few good women, and when it comes to trades and labor and, you know, some of these conversations we've had over the years with the Ag Academy and other things, you know, there's a lot of great conversation going on, not just conversation, but call to action about getting people to careers.
Yeah, I'm finding out more and more each day of all the different programs and paths that are available at Richland and various entities around Decatur. And what we're finding out is we have jobs available, and we have skill improvement and programs to help you get to the good jobs. So this is all encouraging.
So this is a multi-event thing, like May 13th, agriculture, May 20th, welding, May 27th, HVAC, June 3rd, engineering and technology, June 9th, automotive. There's going to be an event on June 10th. You know, we'll give you all the details. What a great opportunity.
Yeah, they're doing such a good job of that.
People are really thinking outside the box and getting creative. And I told you yesterday about that story. You know, manufacturers and factories across America are having a really hard time finding employees. And when you put the value totals the Wall Street Journal did, we're talking about $1 trillion.
Oh, there's no question. If every community has these stories, all of us.
Yeah, but when you put it into a number that size, yeah, it gives you a little bit more of the scope of what we're talking about. $1 trillion problem. So anyway, we'll get to that coming up in the next hour. And if you missed any of the interviews or any of the show, you can get our podcast 24/7 at the Nauticator.com website, the Nauticator app. You can get them on the iTunes store, wherever you get your podcasts. They're presented by Bob Brady Auto Group. We certainly appreciate their partnership in that endeavor. You can get the show by the hour. You can get it by the interviews. We try to give it to you as conveniently as we can for you to have whenever you want it, 24/7. We'll take a break for top of the hour. Back with more right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now. Decatur Memorial Hospital will host an in-person hiring event to fill various open nursing positions at the hospital. The hiring event will be from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Monday, May 10th at Decatur Memorial Hospital. Multiple shifts are available for certified nurse aides, licensed practical nurses, and registered nurses to join the nonprofit hospital. Sign-on bonuses between $2,500 and $15,000 are available. To participate in the hiring event, pre-register at jobs.choosememorial.org/events. Medical grade masks are required and provided for entry to the facility. On Friday, May 7th, the Illinois National Guard is planning to bring 600 doses.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.